Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, it's time to get to one of our favorite segments, which is Love Letters to Kelly. By the way, this morning it's brought to you by Quip. And I know a lot of kids are back to school and parents are struggling with getting them kids to brush their teeth.
Yep.
Both before school and before they go to bed. You know what's going to make it easy for you?
What?
A Quip. It's an electric toothbrush. It's affordable. And here's the thing. It's got a built-in two-minute timer, so the kids know exactly how long they need to brush.
Love that.
And it's going to pulse every 30 seconds so they know when to switch sides. Because let's be real here. We all need a little guidance when it comes to our mouth. We're not brushing the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you could put it front and center. It's got this cool mirror mount so that they don't forget. So you have it up there. They'll look up right before they go to bed. It's like, oh, snap, I got to brush my teeth. Cool, got it, set.
All the cords all tangled up and
no,
stuff?
No, that's the cool thing about it. There's no charger. It just has a battery, and that's it.
Huh.
So you don't have to worry about plugging anything in or charging it every single night and having it die on you. And by the way, speaking of the battery and your brush heads, they'll deliver them to you automatically every 3 months, which is what dentists recommend, for just $5.
Love
right? Would you like some of that right there? My family loves it. They even have it for little kids like mine. It's just a little bit smaller for those little kid mouths. And they can have a Quip, and they feel like grown-ups as well. So Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com/kid right now, you can actually get that first refill pack for free. That's your first refill pack for free at getquip.com/kid. Sorry, I had to cough a little bit.
It's all right.
Let's launch into it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Sorry. Oh, dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
There you are. Yes, I am.
So my husband and I have been together for 3.5 years. We have a 2-year-old boy, and we're very happy, and everything's just great. Unfortunately, I found out my husband and my sister slept with each other before we began dating.
Well, that's before you begin dating.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. So, you know, no, that's not the problem. The problem is I asked both of them if they ever had anything going on or did something before we continued to date and got serious, and they both assured me nothing ever happened.
Because I knew you would probably freak out.
My sister even got mad at me back then and accused me of not trusting her enough. I'm just hurt now because that's something sisters tell one another. The only reason I found out was because my husband got drunk and told me.
Oopsies.
Am I being overdramatic for being hurt about this? Should I stay? I consider this a huge lie that they both held on to for so long, even after we exchanged vows. Again, I'm just hurt because they have both accused me of not trusting their word when they assured me that nothing ever happened between them. Sheila,
are you willing to really throw your marriage away? I think they probably wanted to cover their butts with you in the beginning.
Yes.
Would you have even continued to date him if you found that out? Maybe not. And you wouldn't have the life you have. So you can continue to dwell on that lie. That just try to tell yourself they did it for the right reasons. They lied to you. Their motives were pure. That, you know, it didn't work out for us. But I think you and my sister really have a shot. Maybe that was your sister's way of thinking. Because I doubt if you knew back then what you know now, that you would not have the marriage, the child, all that you have.
It would be gone.
Is if they had told you the truth.
Yeah.
Is it worth that trade-off? Because you told me, but if the truth wins, the truth is more important than everything else. Not always.
I think she was upset that it was built basically on a lie. Even though it was not a real...
not being trusted.
Right.
But how paranoid was she? What clues and what inclination did she have that there was something going on that she had to have them tell her repeatedly?
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened.
She probably knew.
You could probably tell when people had some sort of chemistry, right? You've seen that before when you're dating someone and you see them talk to someone and you're like, wait, did you guys date?
I would not
get an inkling.
I would not end the marriage over it. I would just have a conversation with both of them. So you could say, what were you thinking? Why didn't you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
And find out their motives. And maybe their motives were genuine. It was to save your feelings. Or you could obsess about it and destroy your marriage and have a broken home and then go back and forth with visitation. And boy, that's a better alternative. Play out worst case scenario before you do something drastic.
Boom.
Hey.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 24 years old and happily married for a little over a year to a wonderful guy. He does everything for me, treats me like a queen. We have a great partnership, and I truly do love him, and he loves me. I could see myself with him forever, hence why I married him, of course. However, lately I've been feeling conflicted about something, and the only one I trust to give me the best advice is you, Kelly Raspberry.
Aww.
I'm from a very small town. I had the chance to go away to college, but chose to stay at home with my parents and save some money. I'm super fortunate and graduated college with a nursing degree and no debt. So fast forward to now, I have a job where I'm free to travel across the country to almost any destination of my choosing at any time for work because I'm a travel nurse. Sounds glamorous, right? Well, my husband doesn't think so. We have the perfect life here for our little small hometown. No real issues, great jobs, great families. He says, why would we leave all that behind? To shorten it up, his answer is a hard no to moving, even for a short time. Kelly, I'm so torn. I feel like I missed out on a big part of my life. I didn't go away to college, and now I've gotten married and missed my golden opportunity to travel and see the world freely. I love my husband, but I don't want to turn this into resentment later on. Please help me. Do I stay or should I go? Leslie,
these are discussions you should have had before you said I do. People don't take marriage seriously enough to talk about the big things. What are your plans for our future? I had a guy flat out tell me back in the day that he would not, we had chemistry, we cared for each other so much. He said, I cannot date you, he said, because I am not leaving and I know you are. And at that point in time, I never had any intention of leaving my hometown. But he said, I'm not going to get attached to you because you're going to want to go and I'm going to want to stay and it's not going to work out.
What a grown-up decision by him.
What a grown-up decision by him.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. You should have had this conversation before you said, I do. Marriage is so disposable. Nobody, look at what's happened with Brody Jenner. Look at what happened with this ridiculous fake marriage on
Jake Paul and Jake Montana.
So disposable. You made a commitment. You're going to have to figure out how to make your life work for you as you have set it up. If everything's wonderful, he's great, but you didn't get to travel. You didn't get to go to these cities. Well, figure out how to go on some really nice vacations every year and get that travel bug out of your system. But to throw away a marriage because you felt like, oh, I can't travel for my job now. Well, that's on you. That's not on your husband. And this wasn't the agreement you had.
Yeah.
I agree there is some compromise to be had, but these are conversations you should have had before marriage.
Before you get married, you're saying they should sit down and go, hey, what are your plans about living in our town?
Yes. About a whole bunch of things.
And other fundamental things.
Yeah,
I mean, religion's very important.
How
is your faith, kids?
You go to marriage counseling. Listen to me, everybody. Even if you think your marriage is perfect, that marriage counselor, before you get married, will bring up subjects you never thought to discuss before. Do you believe in spanking children if you have children? How are you going to handle your bank accounts? Are you going to have separate checkbooks? Conversations that maybe you're uncomfortable to bring up, a marriage counselor or a marriage advisor, whatever, will bring those conversations up, and you wouldn't be in this predicament feeling like you've missed out on traveling. You know how many women who are traveling nurses would give up traveling to be at home with a man who loves them and treats them like a queen?
Preach it, girl. Preach it.
They're looking at you and envying you, and you're looking at them because you want to get air miles?
Preach it.
Grass is always greener.
It always
talk
is greener.
Talk that talk, girl.
So that's all I've got for you. I'm really tired.
I know you are.
That's as much rant as I can get out.
But you might have saved a future Leslie here by giving her that question to ask the future husband. Hey, are you planning on staying in this town forever? Because I want to move out. If he says, yeah, I'm staying, there you go.
What are your career aspirations? What are your goals?
Boom.
There is nothing wrong with a man that wants to live and die down the street from his parents. I think that's beautiful. When families there's back in South Carolina, if you live somewhere long enough, they basically name the street after you. And everybody, all your family lives around that street. I think that's the most beautiful thing ever. It wasn't the life for me.
Yeah.
But I don't judge somebody that lives that way, but I wouldn't work in that family.
Is there a Raspberry Avenue in South Carolina?
There should be. But there's not.
There's not a Raspberry Street or Avenue?
It would be a road.
You would think there would be something named after me.
Raspberry Road.
Raspberry Boulevard? You're a big one.
How about a raspberry cocktail?
Just
anything.
Yeah.
All right.
You
need
something.
There you go, South Carolina. We need a raspberry something.
Love letters.
Circle.
Love letters to Kelly.
Trail. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Allie. My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 10 years. We are high school sweethearts. We have an almost 6-month-old son together, but I recently stumbled upon him having screenshots of a stripper on his phone.
Ooh.
I found it when I was looking for a picture that I wanted to send to myself of our son. The thing that makes it worse is that she's a friend of ours from before she became a stripper. It's not the first time that I found a pic. A year ago, he told me about a time that they had gotten drunk together and he took her home and she tried to come on to him and being a little flirty, a little touchy. What do I do with this information? I already know it's most likely going to turn into a fight, but I don't know if it's even worth it to acknowledge the fact that I've seen it. Maybe I'm just thinking too much into this. It could be nothing. But I really would appreciate some advice. That's from Jasmine.
Odds are they're having an affair. That's the odds. I'm guessing.
All signs point to.
See, if it was like screenshots of a woman he just thinks is hot and follows on Instagram, I'd be like, that's really not the best look.
Yeah.
But this is a woman they've actually...
My man's is sitting there saying,
they know each other.
Yeah, I took her home. But baby, when she came on to me, I left. I would not.
Fair, honey.
Well, I couldn't leave because she was at my house, but she definitely stayed on the couch.
Her house.
You took her home.
And it doesn't say that they're... It just says I stumbled upon him having screenshots of a stripper. It doesn't say that she was stripping. It could be like her.
I love this A stripper.
Class
it's
picture.
The stripper that you know.
Yeah.
It's not just a random. So they're. My gut instinct is they're having an affair.
Not guilty. I'm on your side, homeboy.
As JC pointed out recently, 1 out of 10 couples have open relationships now, and it works beautifully for them. So if you want to be in a relationship that's open and he can do what he wants and you sit at home and go through his phone, that's fine. But if that's not for you, you've got to make an important decision. I'm not going to make it for you.
He may not have even known she was a stripper when he took the picture. No, let me see.
He took her home. And she hit on him.
Man, you should be.
You missed that part?
He took her home, but he didn't do anything.
The apologist.
He didn't do anything.
He should be a defense attorney
for
cheating.
He just took her home. They don't need a ride.
I know he would be.
He's the worst defense attorney ever.
That's why I don't want him to be that.
Was he supposed to just leave her stranded there with a thong? And a pole? I just don't get the pole home.
Ow, you're just talking.
First of all, they don't travel with it.
Well, this is why I was single.
You got a travel nurse. You can have a travel stripper. Take her own pole.
Have a good day at school today, kids.
Yeah.
Love letters.
This is a lighter one.
Love letters to Kelly.
That was a lot.
This is a more appropriate letter for the time of day.
Yeah.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been married for 2.5 years, together for almost 5. He is a great, hardworking husband and father, but there's a thing I hate about him. Whenever he is stressed at work, he takes it out on me at home. He picks little things to bicker about, and they turn into big fights over nothing. This isn't anything new. I've asked him to leave his work stress at work. I've asked him to take out his frustrations in the gym. I've asked him if we could talk about the stress he has at work and then just leave it. I've asked him nicely, and I've asked him not so nicely, and I don't know what else to do. Help, Hannah.
Hannah, I can't. You've asked him to do everything, and you cannot force a person to change. Mm. You can only change the way you react to that person. So I would not allow myself to be subjected to that. And when he starts doing that, remove yourself from the situation. That's all you can do. You've told him all these things. Get the kids. Go to the mall. Go get an ice cream. Honey, I've told you. I've asked you nicely. I'm not gonna sit here and take it. He's taking it out on you because you're safe and he can vent to you. And I get that. I vent to my husband a lot, and there comes a time when he's had enough and he don't want to hear it anymore. And I get it. Same thing.
Wait, what are you saying about us at home?
Why does it have to be about you?
Yeah.
What if it is about you?
Which one do you talk the most about at home? Is it Al?
Probably. Me?
That's Al.
What I do?
George. I'm just always venting.
Because George isn't buying the cleaning crew. Come clean the bathroom.
Did you vent about having to clean the toilet yesterday?
Yeah. Check out my Instagram story at JSI5.
I don't think you tagged me because I looked for it.
I forgot to tag you. Yeah. I was just so excited to post it because you were in a true ramp.
Well, Justin and Alicia tagged me, so I saw it. Yeah, we had company coming to our office, and that toilet has been disgusting for how long?
Yeah.
Apparently, the cleaning crew, all their job is to empty this wastebasket I'm standing next to.
Greatest job ever.
I want that job.
Yeah, right. Okay, I'm done. Office is clean.
I forgot what I was even answering.
I don't even know.
Remove yourself from a situation. Don't allow yourself. Don't allow somebody to treat you that way. That's all you can do. Be nice, be calm, get the kids. Hey, kids, we're going to go to the arcade for a minute. Hey, kids, we're going to go over and visit my mom for a minute. Get out of the house. And eventually, maybe he'll get tired of sitting there alone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll finally get the help he needs.
I'll cool out. And one more real quick, Kelly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Our boy Alan C. needs help.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am
between a rock and a hard place. My 17-year-old sister just got engaged to her boyfriend of 5 months.
Ugh.
I want to tell her that it's too short of a time frame to make that big of a decision at 17. They see no problem with it. What should I do? I'm her brother. Please help.
Mm. Well, you've already, said your position. What do your parents say?
right?
Are they all for it?
Right?
Are you the only one standing out there saying, hey, is anybody else see a red flag here but me? She's an impetuous 17-year-old girl. They're probably going to, odds are, they're going to have a huge blow-up fight and they'll never make it down the aisle. I'm just guessing. If they're that big of a rush and the passion and flaring up, it's probably going to flame out just as quickly. That's just my gut instinct. But make your position known. You can continue to make her life a living hell in the meantime. That's going to be a lot of fun. Or just sit back and wait for it to fizzle out.
But you got to let people make dumb mistakes, right?
They do, especially when they're, man, think of the dumb mistakes I made when I was 17. You know?
I didn't even know what I was doing half the time when I was 17. I mean, the best way, high school sweethearts do happen. It does happen. You see them.
Yeah, and they make it.
A lot of those couples wait to get married until they're 25, 26. No, those are the really successful ones, right? The ones that you heard. We got together at 16.
Yeah.
We met in high school, but we still lived our lives, went to college, had our lives set. We grew with each other, and then we got married as adults.
Perhaps you could come at her from a loving brother approach and say, well, you know, okay, if you're going to get married, how are you going to pay for the wedding?
Right.
Where are you going to live? Where are you going to get a job? And maybe she'll start thinking big picture things, and she might realize they're rushing things.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully that helps you out, Alan, and I know how scary that could be because that's your little sister. But if you want to write our love expert, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do love letters to Kelly on Mondays and Wednesdays. So maybe we could read your letter next and help you out. And coming up next, still waiting for that school bus to arrive for the ultimate lunchbox. I haven't heard it yet.
I bet it's around the corner.
Has to show up sometime this morning because the kids do need to go to school. And we have Anna's midweek update. We'll catch you up with everything going on this week next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. The school bus has arrived, so now you can win the ultimate lunchbox. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for caller number 13. Score $300 for back-to-school shopping or some extra school shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Or donations to the teacher. And also some tasty cake, which you can also donate to the teacher. Kids, you'll get a great grade if you hook your teacher up with snacks.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah. It used to be an apple, but tasty cake will do the trick with a teacher. Now, before we get into Anna's midweek update, Kelly was teasing me with something.
Y'all, I was going to wait for the Showbiz Top 5. I'll do the rest during the Showbiz Top 5.
Programming alert, by the way. Showbiz Top 5 going to be a little bit later this morning because we're talking to Food God in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, good. Then tell us.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for letting me know. Yeah. That gives me a little more breathing room.
Of course.
Guess who joined the cast of Dancing with the Stars? It was just announced this morning.
Who?
Who can keep a secret?
Who?
We just talked to her.
Her.
JoJo?
Nope.
Allie?
Yes.
No way.
Allie Brooke.
What?
Allie Brooke is doing it.
Allie.
With the Stars.
Dang it, Allie.
Allie.
I even asked her for some breaking news.
Oh.
Can she keep a secret?
She's so good.
Good for her.
She's such a good dancer.
Her lips don't lie, Kelly.
Hey, Normani did it, right?
Yeah, she did.
So that's for Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did it.
Allie didn't want to... Didn't spill
the
beans?
Yeah, she's not allowed to.
Well done, Allie Brooke.
And some of the others, please don't look it up so we can all be shocked together on the radio.
Of course.
Because I have to look it up.
I saw one, I think.
This other one made my jaw drop.
Okay.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Okay. More on that.
Ooh, I can't wait.
More on that. Showbiz Top 5 by 50 minutes away from now. Wow, Allie Brooke.
How about that?
I trust her fully now.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell her anything. I know she'll keep it a secret.
Keep a secret.
All right, let's get to Anna's midweek update. Hi, Anna.
Hello.
It's broken.
What?
There we go.
There we go.
It's a remix.
I know. I was about to ask Al to sing it like he sang Good News Tuesday yesterday. Okay, so I'm pretty excited this week because there's a lot of stuff going on with my celebrity friends.
Oh.
Or the celebrities that I consider my friends.
Sure.
You know, from new music to relationships to Taylor Swift. So strap in.
Ready.
Okay, so Charlie Puth is releasing a new song this week.
Okay.
He teased it on his Instagram yesterday, and it's called I Warned Myself. But he only posted a snippet, but I can only imagine what it's about, right? Warning yourself, clearly. it's like, what? So here's a few things that I've warned myself about.
Uh-huh.
You know, I warned myself before walking into Target with nothing but free time that I would walk out with at least 10 items.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah. I warned myself of what would happen if I waited to purchase those Billie Eilish concert tickets.
Oh, boy.
Now they're at like $300.
$350, yeah.
See you next time, Billie.
Should have bought them early.
Yeah. And I warned myself that if I was fearless about living alone, everything would be fine. Right? But yesterday I almost adopted a dog because I hate living alone.
And
it sucks.
Oh, your boyfriend will be here soon, right?
Yeah, soon. And I warned myself before stalking my ex's new girlfriend, and I accidentally liked one of her photos, but it's fine. It's okay. It's totally fine. I warned myself that would happen. It's in the past, right, Charlie Puth? Yeah, thank you for that one. But I am excited for his new song.
Don't you just want to die when you do that?
Yeah, and now I feel like I'm like.
It's like 137 weeks back.
Your new boy, your current boyfriend's like, what?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
And I had a life before this boyfriend.
I know. Okay, so if you're not on board with this Emma Watson, Tom Felton ship, then please speak now, okay? Because as a self-proclaimed Hufflepuff, I am here for it.
Really?
Okay. Yes, I'm so excited. And in the first book, her character Hermione sneaks around using the spell Alamora. But now she's Alamore.
Alamore.
Yeah, Tom sparked a little Lumos in her big red heart. So
I don't know what that means.
Those are just little
Harry Potter jokes.
Just laugh a little bit.
You gotta read the books, Kelly.
There you go.
Watch the movies.
Just laugh politely.
Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yeah.
The right laugh. Yeah.
If you're looking left and right and people are laughing, they read Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Okay, so to continue my little nerdiness, I mean, we were just at GeeksCon, so this is part of who I am. This whole Spider-Man situation.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really understand it. I guess we heard yesterday that Sony took back the rights to the character and he won't be in the Marvel Cinematic Universe anymore. And I tried looking it up. I don't know the legalities. And I was like, since when has Sony even been making movies? Turns out that they started making movies in the year 1989. So I guess it's been a while. And I was like, okay. But we don't know all the details of what's going to happen with Tom Holland. Not at least I don't. But it's only a matter of time before Tom Holland spoils it for us anyway.
Yeah, that's what he do.
A tangled web.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Okay, so have y'all been keeping up with the Twitter beef this week?
The Wendy's?
Should I say
Popeyes?
The Twitter chicken?
Yeah.
Popeyes and Chick-fil-A have been roasting each other about who has the better chicken sandwich. Honestly, I would assume that it's Chick-fil-A because of their reputation with the whole, you know, chicken.
They've been doing it.
Well, that's how they started their thing. Yeah.
And they've been, like, posting pictures and videos of their sandwiches. And I did see the video, not of the sandwich, but of the strip. Oh, wait, no, that was Big Al at the club on Saturday.
Looking like a big old chicken.
Hey, chicken strips.
Dark meat.
Shout out.
And lastly, happy Taylor Swift Lover Release Album Week.
Yay.
Everybody.
It's a whole week.
We're
oh,
all
my
excited.
Gosh.
Week? Yes, her album.
Isn't it a day?
Yeah, it's on Friday.
But we're celebrating all week. At least I am.
Yes, we are.
How do you celebrate?
Well, did you catch all of the Taylor Swift Easter eggs that I put in this bit?
No, zero.
Not a one.
Well, not a one.
Well, then I guess you're just going to have to go back and listen again.
There you go.
But if any Swifties caught them all, please let me know. Hit me up on Instagram.
Yeah.
How would I even know?
Yeah, you don't know until it comes out.
It's funny because to me it's obvious.
Nick, did you catch them?
What?
What?
I'm going to school.
What?
Time for kids across the country to get back on the bus.
Belinda, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Excellent. I just want to let you know that you are caller number 13. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo!
That's right. What are you doing right now?
I am stuck in traffic in New Orleans on the interstate. There was an accident.
Oh, no.
I hope Keanu's all right.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Keanu's probably saving all the people from the car wreck. That's what he's doing.
Yeah,
right now.
He might be.
All right, well, hopefully you get out of that traffic jam soon enough. But we do have some good news for you because you just won a limited edition 2019 Kid Nation lunchbox. Anna's holding it right now.
Nice.
This year's theme is word search.
Yay.
Yeah, you could play. Just don't use a permanent marker because then you can only play once. And what else does she win, Big Al?
How about a $300 Visa gift card? You can use that for school supplies. You can use that for yourself. You can swing out to sort the French Quarter, maybe get a couple of drinks, whatever you want. And free tasty cake for you and your kitties.
Aww.
Kitties. Not kitties.
Yay.
Yes.
Or both.
Or both.
Maybe you want to give it to the kitties.
To the cats.
Kitty cats. I don't know if they can eat
Congratulations.
That.
Congratulations.
I do have kitty cats.
See?
So,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, Belinda, you enjoy your money. Enjoy the lunchbox. Enjoy the tasty cake, of course. And you have a wonderful day today at work when you finally get there, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
We love you. Yay. Hold on for us. We'll get you set up. And don't worry, Kid Nation. We have more lunch boxes to give away. In fact, we have two more. Tomorrow and Friday.
Dos más.
You will be one of 10 people with that lunchbox around the country. That's a big deal. Huge deal.
Very exclusive club.
Uh-huh. You know who else is a huge deal?
Who?
His name is Food God. That's it. Food God. No last name.
Yeah.
He used to go by Jonathan Siobhan. You saw him on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, hanging out with the Kardashians all the time. And now he's going to have a new podcast. We're going to talk to him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, everybody. We have a new employee in the building.
Yeah.
He's now part of the family because he's going to be doing his podcast. The Food God is here.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's up, Food God?
What's happening?
If I ever forget your name, I just got to look at your necklace.
Yeah.
There it is.
Lots of diamonds so you don't forget.
Yeah.
There you go.
And you brought a friend along with you, Food God.
Yeah, that's my boy, Murder Murph.
Murder Murph.
Is he a food disciple? Not murder, but murder.
Murder.
Well, by looking at him, if you would have to say, is he a
food
disciple?
I like food. I like food.
And you weren't exaggerating real quick when you said Jay-Z gave him that nickname?
Well, not Dre-Z, because then it would be Dr. Dre and Jay-Z. It would make him too fat.
Did I say that like I was drunk? Yeah, Dre-Z?
I would like that.
Jay-Z did.
Jay-Z gave him that name, and I took it away.
He did take it away.
Yeah, because now we're going to let him use this name. But before, I cannot introduce himself as murder to people.
Right.
He yells at me in the airport, murder, and everyone's like, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm like, yo, murder.
Terrifying.
Oh,
yeah.
Terrible.
But why'd he call you Murder Murph? Just because.
I worked with him, so he's like, yo, he's like, Murph, you murder everything you do.
What?
I should call you Murder Murphy. And I was like, ding, 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 ding.
To me, this is a folklore, a legend. I don't know if I believe
you
this
story.
You weren't there? I was not there. No.
Okay.
He wasn't there that day.
I didn't know him.
He wasn't there that day, but it's true.
We need nicknames like that.
Well, we haven't met Jay-Z.
Big old necklaces with our nicknames on them.
Food God, have you met Jay-Z?
Yeah.
But did he give you a nickname?
He did not.
Kanye did give him a nickname.
What Kanye
name? Kanye christened Food God. So he liked that one for you. Yeah.
So
like this quick story, we came up with the name the night before. We were going to Iceland, and it was me, Kim, Kanye, and Courtney. We were at the airport, and I said, let me test this name with them, because if they laugh at Food God, I'm not going to go with this name because it'll be like cheesy. You know, they're very judgmental like that. yeah, look you up and down.
Right.
Single tone colors.
Or honest.
Brutally, as am I. So I said, honest. Oh, guys, I came up with this whole thing. You know, I'm going to be called Food God. There was like zero reaction. It was like, play the crickets, cute. You got sound effects. Crickets, it was like silent. I knew that name. Like the second we came up with it, I was like, this is it. I'm Food God. And then like all of a sudden we were hungry. And so we like, let's go into the terminal because we were in like a private thing. And we go out there. And of course, there's somehow paparazzi in the terminal, which is illegal practically.
Right.
And then we went to McDonald's and we're standing at McDonald's. I'm the Food God already because I'm the first one because I'm starving. So I'm the first one in line like this, pressed up against the thing. There's 1,000 people behind us, and I'm like, I'm gonna get this, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Kanye goes, yo, Food God, can you get me a Diet Coke?
And then it's done.
Nope. And I was like,
it sounded right.
Then it's done.
He was just thinking on it.
He's like that. But the fact that I was like, whoa, if it went to that brain, and he called it, and he didn't even acknowledge it, I was like, I'm Food God for life.
That's just the way it was from that point on. I couldn't believe it.
And then the whole week, everything was like, that's Food God vibes. That's some Food God this. That's Food God this. It was just crazy. And then I became Food. I was like, I am Food God. Yeah, it felt so right after.
Why aren't you like Buddha belly? Because I mean, do you work out like a fiend behind the scenes?
No, I have Murda. That's my Buddha belly.
Yeah.
Now, is he joining you on your new podcast we're going to launch?
Yeah, he's going to join me on the podcast. We've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
He's known me from having zero to building everything up. You know, we started with literally zero. And
how much has Food God changed since you've known him?
I mean, the person himself hasn't changed because he's always had that desire. I remember when we first started working, I was working with Rough Riders, he was working PR, and we're at this event, and he's like, bro, I'm not going to be behind the cameras. I need to be in front of the cameras.
I'm a star.
This is where I need to be.
Yeah,
and he just had that desire, and he wouldn't let anybody stop him getting where he needed to be, and I respect it. I mean, it's incredible.
So what were you doing before hanging out with Food God, Murda?
I was working for Rough Riders. I was doing music. I worked with Jay-Z. Awesome.
And
Usher.
He was a party crasher.
Party crasher?
Well, he used to do a lot of events. And like that's my
He was a party
boy.
Crasher.
He would do like Puffy's parties. And I would come wearing my jersey, which he'd like, I'm not letting you in. But I'm like, that's my boy. I get up in line. He's like, bro, you crazy? He's like, go home and change. Yeah. I'm like, bro, are you nuts? I said, you're my boy. He's like, nah, have a good night.
Wow.
Yeah.
I totally forgot
to
that.
Look like Chris Farley. I mean, he was big, and he likes tanning salons. He was like a big red tomato. And then he'd throw in the Johnny Depp vibe, meaning he'd wear a suit with a big white collar outside because
it was bad.
He would stand there like this, and there are pictures, so I'm not exact.
We
and I'd be
pictures.
Like, this guy is too funny. And then, like, I don't even know how we just started because he was crashing every party. Things that I had nothing to do with, I'd see him, like, oh, here he is again. And then we just started talking and laughing. And, you know, I always like the weirdos. So this is like, we've been friends for, like, I don't know, 15 years. I don't want to date us anymore.
What's the secret to crashing one of those cool star-studded parties you guys used to host?
These days, it's, like, very hard to crash. I mean, they're really, like, everything's, like, digital. And before there was, like, lists, you know, you woke up, you look at the paper, like, hey, I'm Joe Schmo. Oh, yeah, come on in. I'm Joe Schmo. Yeah, there were so many, like, easier ways to kind of, like, scam in there.
Good God, I got
to
ask you, because I have friends that are foodies in my eyes, so I'm always texting them, and when I'm in a city, where do I go eat? What do I do? Does that get so annoying to you? People have to always ask you, where can I go, hook me up, like that kind of thing.
Someone wrote me the other day, I'm like, I'm not starting this trend with you, because it was like, oh, this city. I was like, okay, I gave him one, all of a sudden, I need four restaurants in this. I go, well, don't call me.
Google it.
Do I look like a guide? Like, no.
You're not a guide.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm a guide.
You know, I have thousands of people writing me, like, exactly, like, specifically, like, I'm going to go here. What do we do? You know what I mean? You can tell them once, but, like, every day, like, somebody's like.
What's your Instagram bio say? Because that's what you should have.
Yeah,
you
eating out 365 days a year. Don't call me.
Boom.
Don't call me.
Food guide, not food guide.
Don't call me.
Yeah.
Refrigerator at home.
Huh?
What is in your refrigerator at home?
Nothing.
Never use a stove.
You're on the road a lot, right?
I'm always on the road, but even when I'm not, I don't like food in the house. I don't like the smell of food at home, and I don't like seeing crumbs. I get disgusted really easily. Yeah. So, like, I know I'm not going to clean it up, so I don't cook because it's like I don't even know how to wash a dish. But that's just I feel dirty washing my own dishes. It's just like I like to eat it and throw it out. Like, that's it.
Is that like an OCD thing?
No, not really. I just feel like I just feel like grossed out.
So you literally have no food in your pantries, no snacks,
no pantry,
the midnight munchies.
Never. I don't snack. That's also the secret, I think, of this whole thing. Like, I eat my three or four meals, but I'm never like, oh, I'm dying for like chips or nuts at night when I'm like sitting on the couch. So I don't have anything. So after dinner, I go home, watch TV, and like that's it. There's no.
Do you just eat like until you're satisfied, or do you just clean the plate? Is that the secret too? I mean, you're eating out all the time.
There's no secret to that. I eat until like
your stuff.
I'm hungry and I'm like starving.
Yeah, he could eat.
Yeah, I can eat. And when I get hungry, it's like a nightmare, and there's always like a time limit.
Oh, the hangry with him is bad.
Yeah.
Like, you want to run. Like, screams at you. At everybody. Not me. Everybody. Everybody.
Yeah. It's terrible. I'm just
horrible.
A vicious nightmare.
And you
animal.
Can't talk back to the food god because, again, you're
My friends already know. They're just like, let it go because something will turn.
Give them a card.
Now, another fun fact. You went out to dinner with a bunch of the guys from the office because you guys had business dealings.
Did.
You ordered food for everybody.
I ordered food for everybody.
I love that person.
Always.
I love that person. Picky people hate that person, but I love that person.
The food guy.
Yeah, you got to trust me on all things.
Like, if we're going to go hang out, do I need to tell you what I don't like?
No, I just always like, is anyone a vegetarian or anything?
Okay.
Like, I want to know right away if people eat meat. Because
now that we're coworkers, I want to let you know I don't like onions or tomatoes. So when we go
neither
out.
Neither does he, right? You don't like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes. Nah, we're good. No tomatoes.
Yeah. How do you know? I like tomatoes.
That's you eat, and it's weird because you probably eat ketchup and salsa and stuff, right?
But heated up tomatoes are mushy and weird.
And you know what sucks is I'm Mexican, so I'm supposed to like onions and tomatoes and cilantro. I don't like that stuff.
See, I hate pico de gallo.
Right.
You hate pico.
The salsa?
I like salsa. But
yeah.
I don't want.
Chunk? What's the difference?
Like, if you go to Chipotle, what do you mean? One is that beautiful, like,
it's just tomatoes and onions without the liquid.
I see pico de gallo, I'm like, why can't you blend that thing up? Like, put some work into it.
I like pico.
No.
Oh, no.
Sauce is so good. That smoky salsa is, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Pico is, like, a cheap salsa. Right. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah.
Garnish.
On your podcast, Food God, you're not just going to be talking about food, right? You're
going to
be lifestyle.
Who the hell's going to talk about food? You can't really see it, so it's boring. But, Food God is just one piece of my existence.
Yeah.
Like, I am literally like a lifestyle king. I love crazy, like, things and products.
Over the top.
And I find them. Crazy facials, crazy hotels.
Crazy people.
Baths and crazy people, which is my favorite.
And some personal stuff as well going on in your lives, I assume.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, people want to know. That'll get people real excited.
Yeah, and the whole thing is like, you know what? I do live this incredible life that I worked very hard for, but I grew up in New Jersey, like living in like we call them the garden apartments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there is like, I get a lot of people on Instagram, like, talking crap, like, oh, you don't do anything all day, and you don't, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, if you only knew.
Okay, I don't do anything all day. Okay, just because it's like crazy.
People don't know.
Everybody has that one moment where it just everything clicked and you feel like, okay, I got my break. What was your moment?
You know, probably sitting next to Kim at a birthday dinner.
Because it was random, right?
Yeah, it was random. It was very random, and it's like, the way it happened was crazy, because I was, you know, I had my old business partner when I did PR, Simon. You know, I was, like, in a so miserable at one point because, like, all our friends, that were, like, Kelly Osbourne and Nicole in Paris, and everyone started getting these reality shows, and yeah. I'm like, well, I'm funnier than them. I was so pissed, you know, like, I used to make Nicole Richie laugh, and she's the funniest person to me, and she'd, like, I'd make her laugh so hard that she would punch me, like, I'd be like, stop, the bony freaking punch, and like, I'd be in pain, so, like, I was, like, so stressed out about it, and, like, I remember I was in bed and home, and I was on the phone with him, and I was like, I'm just so miserable, I don't want to, like, do PR, this is, like, not my thing, meanwhile, he's, like, running this whole company at this point, because I was like, I can't do this anymore, and he's like, all right, we'll call Buna Murray, the production company, and, you know, we'll get you an interview, like, blah, 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 so we're call, of course, is like, leave a voicemail or send us a request and all this kind of stuff. And then, like, it's just like, fast forward Kim, and then fast forward literally like a month later, we're with like the head of Buna Murray at the Beverly Hills Hotel discussing the show. Then we went to meet John Murray, and he's like, so here's, you know, this amount of money to do a pilot.
Yeah.
And we're like doing it. I'm like, what? How did this just, I manifested it literally.
Crazy.
But like a month before that, we were like, couldn't even get through.
Yeah.
Mm. And then all of a sudden, you know, I told, you know, I sat with Kim and I called her. I was like, I want to do this show about PR, and it was called Spin Crowd. You know, it lasted one season, but not because it did bad, because the person left. It was like the highest, 2.4 million people on the premiere. It was like the highest 10:30 show on E in their slot. And it was just crazy. The show was huge, huge. And I couldn't believe that, you know, I couldn't believe I had my own show.
And if you would have just sat next to Kim Kardashian at that birthday dinner and just kept to yourself, you guys would have probably just gone separate ways. And
yeah, but you know, she was not like that Kim, so she was just still
right.
Kim.
Your
like,
friend, you guys.
Yeah,
but
she didn't even have the show yet. They were just starting.
You guys became a dynamic duo, though. You guys, every time we saw her, we saw you. Every time we saw you, we saw her.
Yeah, yeah, because I mean, I also know the ins and outs of, at that point, like, that PR stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, there was nobody better at it than me.
Right. Be honest. Would you call paparazzi sometimes?
No, we never called.
You never did.
No, that's, like, like cheesy.
But you still get
some
lies. Tips.
No, of course. Oh, no. We used to, like, I'd be like, Kim, why are you always smiling when you walk in pictured? And I'd be like, Victoria Beckham never smiles. What are you doing? So we used to literally park on Robertson, where all the paparazzi were back in the day, where Lindsay used to crash and everybody used to walk around. And we'd park the car, and then we'd walk to Starbucks, and we'd come out. And that was lit. I go, don't smile. Don't smile. And we come out, I swear there was like 20 paparazzi like halfway down the block lined up. They like line up to get the walking shot. And then she'd walk, and I'm like, oh, this is so good. And then she'd open the door, and she'd put her foot in the car, and she'd turn around, and then she'd wave to them. And I go, what are you doing? All of this, and you're waving again?
Okay, so what is the, why do you not smile? What is
it
the
was
reason?
Just like cooler back then.
Just
not
the vibe.
Just,
yeah, yeah.
Just the vibe, because she'd be like desperate smiling all the time. Like, you know, because she's a nice girl.
Okay.
She's so nice.
So she's too nice. She's like the sweetest girl in the world. And I'm like, stop smiling. And I'm like, I don't know. Victoria Beckham is the funniest person ever. And she doesn't smile, so it's not like she's a miserable, dark person. Like, she's hysterical. Like,
she did the reality show.
It was the funniest. I was crying for
it. Right, and it was only one season, two.
One season, two. But who knew she was so funny? But she's got that face when she walks. So why do you have to always smile, you know? But that was, like, one out of a thousand things that we did.
Yeah. Okay, Food God, since you're all about eating, some of the staff here brought you some food to try out. So stick around, and we'll see what you like next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we're back with Food God, and maybe you know him as Jonathan Siobhan, but he's Food God now, and he only responds to Food God. He has a new podcast coming out soon, and some of the staff from the show made some food for you, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Not professional chefs, guys. So, Murda, don't get excited, bro.
Okay, okay.
We have some presentations here, and we want you to determine who is the best, cook
it's not
or...
a chef. It's not a chef thing. What? It's a delicacy.
This is the first dish. What is it, Justin?
Okay, so Kelly brought in.
These are boiled peanuts.
I
hate boiled peanuts.
He's not eating that.
I hate boiled peanuts, too.
No, where do they make those? I think in
South Carolina.
In Austria or somewhere I went to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they had them somewhere else. Oh, you had fancy ones. They're soggy, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mushy, right?
They're mushy.
They're drenched. They're so sorry.
So Food God says
who made those?
Listen, no. Usually the best ones you get are at like a gas station on the side of the road in South Carolina in a brown paper bag. That is the truth. We are not in South Carolina right now, so I had to get these in a can.
Oh my God. A can? You want me to eat canned?
That's
boiled
the best I could do.
Peanuts?
That's the best I could do.
Horrible.
That looks like an allergy. I don't even have an allergy to peanuts, but I think I'll get one.
But don't take a mushy one, take a hard shelled one.
Oh, you are going to try it.
I got you a bowl.
Juicy. I don't really care for these shells. What the hell is this?
Oh my God.
It's
like a fetus.
This is Kelly's dish. We brought you the best of the worst, too.
Okay? Murdo, do you like boiled peanuts?
Hell no.
Have you had them?
My girl loves them. I hate them.
I hate them too.
Oh, y'all are wrong. Oh,
okay, he's spitting them out.
Yeah, horrible.
I love
it. You didn't like it?
What's next?
Soggy, it's gross.
Again, now we didn't say it was going to be the best of. We're bringing you the best of the worst.
But I like the best of the worst.
I know.
I'm the king of the best of the worst. That's just not it.
Oh, these look good.
All right, so this, who's this from, Anna?
Get on the mic.
Oh, sorry. Big Al brought these.
Yeah, these are Big Al's balls.
Please tell me this is alligator balls.
These are. I have a restaurant and they're called Big Al's Balls.
Okay.
And it's mashed potato with cheese, bacon, and chives.
I'll try that.
And it's deep fried.
Now, that's ranch dressing?
Yes.
You don't want to do blue cheese?
Well, this is what I brought.
You can
have anything you want.
But I love blue cheese.
Okay.
Oh, you prefer blue cheese over ranch?
All day.
Oh, no.
Wow, guys.
The biggest insult is buffalo wings with ranch. If anybody does that, we don't speak again.
We're done. We cannot be friends.
And I'm going to wear my flip-flops when I do it.
Don't you dare raspberry. And I like strawberries
better than raspberries. Are you going to try one?
Yeah, definitely.
Food God and
anything fried is amazing.
Oh, God. I know there's a murder waiting to try this.
Yeah, let me get one of those.
Is it good?
A grease ball.
Yes.
Is it good?
Food God likes it, Big Al.
Big Al.
Yeah, man.
What kind of restaurant you got?
It's kind of comfort food.
It's a bar.
It's a bar.
For who? Oh, you have buffalo wings?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that he's calling it a comfort food restaurant. It's a sports bar. Yeah.
Comfort food. That's comfort.
Yeah. It is. He does have good food.
So we gave you some peanuts.
No.
Some
you saw those eating. Earlier. No
I'm
way.
No. No, I
They've been out for hours.
No. Sorry.
That's
some kind of wrap.
Let me have it.
It's a wrap jalapeno.
Jalapenos.
Justin,
you hand wrapped those this morning.
You put them in weird shapes and after the balls and the nuts.
Well, look at him.
Food God, he was back there since maybe 2 hours ago, starting to wrap them and make them. He made them on a little oven.
I hate jalapenos.
They're really hot.
No, and I don't eat spicy.
All right, I'll try one.
Okay, so Murdo's gonna try one now. Justin, truth or false? Did one of them fall on the ground and you put it back?
Justin!
Let's play with
no way.
Justin, if I point to the one, will you just at least blink twice?
Yeah.
And then we let Murda try it?
Yeah.
So the one that fell on the ground? I think the one that fell on the ground was the rounded one that would have fallen
this
off.
This one?
Yes. Yes.
No. Are you serious? Is that
He's
it?
Like
no,
Steve.
He didn't.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
I knew it. The fat one would have fallen off.
No, obviously. What are you trying to say, dude?
No, I didn't.
What are you trying to say?
No, Murdo, take a bite. Their floor is clean here. This place is spick and span.
Yeah, don't.
With so many roaches.
So good.
Murder it.
I could see the salmonella on that thing.
No, you cannot.
it's also known as a rattlesnake bite. It's a jalapeno stuffed with cream cheese, pepper jack cheese, and brisket wrapped in bacon.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, horrible.
That is disgusting. Please don't open it.
Please. I like it.
Thank you.
I'll rip that out of the family recipe.
Oh, yeah. Guys, Justin's new restaurant is now out of business.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. The grand opening is the grand closing.
Thank you for bringing that to me again.
Sorry, Justin. I want you to get that out of here now. Of course, Food God, when you have, what's a dinner, of course,
more?
Without some dessert,
oh,
right?
My gosh.
This is the last thing.
What is that, Anna?
What is that, pralines and cream?
This is a chocolate-covered peanut butter ball with M&M's.
But they're not really balls. Because
we're big on balls, man.
Out, guys.
What's
going on?
You don't like peanut butter?
We have eggplant next.
What is that?
Oh, my.
That's a cookie dough in there.
Fantastic. Whoever made this?
Anna did.
A winner, I think.
We got a win.
Hey, a little behind the scenes, she accidentally quadrupled the amount of butter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no wonder they're really good.
Per Martha Stewart.
It actually came out of me already from the other end. That's how
hard it
was. Mo better, mo better.
Right?
Yeah, that's good.
Murdo, you liked it?
Oh, my God. I can't even talk. Yeah, amazing.
Way better than
the jalapeno. Murdo loves butter.
What's your favorite thing you've ever eaten?
Hard.
Oh, my God.
Hard, right?
Yeah, I've just eaten so much amazing stuff.
Bacon.
I'm always sitting and I'm so blessed. I can't believe the worst thing I had was horse.
Oh, you ate horse?
Did you eat that in Iceland?
Cultures.
Yep. God, I see. I went to Iceland. I couldn't do it. They eat weird stuff.
I was like, that was the food got tripped. So I was with
they eat weird stuff.
I couldn't look like a wuss. So I was like, there was horse. I go, bring it in. Of course, People Magazine did a whole story on it.
What did it taste like?
Horse. It tastes like it's very
gamey.
Not the word gamey. The texture
hard
is like
muscle.
You feel the lines.
Because they have a lot of muscle.
Oh, I can't do that.
Sure.
Did PETA come after you for that?
Why? It's legal there. They can't come after me if it's legal. Like, what are you?
Yeah, they eat a lot of weird that fermented shark there.
Maybe like whale or something. Yeah. I don't know what they eat. It's crazy.
But if you had to eat
Iceland,
if you only had to eat one thing for the rest of your life, every meal,
probably the chicken satay from Mr. Chow's.
The best.
That sauce is literally like worth its weight in gold. I dream about this.
And then my balls are close second.
The owl balls would be on the bottom of the appetizer list.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
It's on the list, though.
Okay.
We're good.
Because I don't love fry too much. And then Justin's would be like in a hole somewhere.
Oh,
very, with a thousand tarantulas crawling over it.
The bugs wouldn't even eat that.
Right. If you have a roach problem, put Justin. Right. Justin's
the bugs run.
We should start a new rodent
Man, I'll be honest with you. I was back there trying those out before you guys because I wanted to try the foods.
What'd you think?
Let's be honest. I didn't think Justin's were that bad.
They were bad.
Oh, my God. You're not holding one, are you?
My friend.
Oh, my God. He's holding one.
It's that party hit, okay?
Well, because what kind of party are you going to?
Okay, let's hear it.
We got a raspberry on deck.
Raspberry, try it first.
But you don't need a napkin because that thing just falls on the floor.
Peanut juice on my fingers.
That's horrible.
I got both peanut juice all over me.
Honest. Honestly.
Honestly. She's going to be.
I feel it.
She's going to be nice about it.
I like that cream cheese brisket.
Come on, be honest.
I'm not mad at it, but I can't taste the cream cheese.
Oh, wow.
Justin took all the cream cheese. Justin, what's wrong with
you?
Oh, my God. I knew this kind of party.
I'm sitting with my hands. It should be...
Oh!
And he just went to the bathroom and didn't wash.
I like it, Justin. You just need, from me, more cream cheese.
So you got the new Food God podcast coming out, and it's not all about food, right?
No, we're not just talking about food.
Right.
Everything. I'm going to tell you about this, you know, crazy doctor that I go to for, you know, that adjusts the atlas bone. I'm going to tell you about, like, all crazy different things that I do and all the experiences in, like, Hollywood and New Jersey and, like, you know, my life is, like, two worlds.
I'm,
like,
some more lifestyle stuff.
At a movie premiere in the daytime or, like, and the day I'm at the Garden State Plaza in New Jersey like a normal person.
Yeah.
And then at night I go to a movie premiere. Then I go back to New Jersey. Like, I live, like, two different lives. And that's, like, for everyone to be excited about, like, that. People can make it out there. It's a real, like, it's a fun, motivational kind of website.
Well, run it by Kanye.
Of course.
Sure. How he feels.
Everything.
Do we have a food goddess here on the horizon here? Or
not right now. Yeah. It's all about Murda.
Yeah.
Murda.
And
you can subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts.
All right, everybody give it up for Food God and Murda.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.